Next up, how the brain keeps track of time and how it often doesn't, as part of our series called Finding Time. NPR's John Hamilton reports on some very special neurons.
They're called time cells, and they help us organize our memories of events and experiences. Could be something big, like meeting your true love, or something small, like hearing a distinctive sound. Mark Howard of Boston University says a simple clap of your hands can cause time cells to begin a highly orchestrated performance.
What we find is that cells fire in a sequence, right? So cell one might fire right immediately after the clap, but cell two waits a little bit and only fires a little later, and cell three and cell four and so on.
Each cell places a sort of timestamp on an experience. Let's say you brew a pot of coffee. Time cells keep track of the sequence: grind, drip, pour. Howard says the cells fire in that order, both when a memory is being made and again when it is retrieved.
If I remember being in my kitchen and making a cup of coffee, the time cells that led up to that moment, the time cells that were active at that moment, are reactivated.
In the same sequence. That's why our minds can travel back in time and play mental movies of our life experiences. But time cells, despite their name, do not behave like a clock or a metronome. At the beginning of any new experience, these cells fire like popcorn hitting hot oil. That creates lots of timestamps, but Howard says as seconds pass, the firing becomes less and less frequent.
The sequence doesn't unfold at the same rate. The sequence unfolds slower and slower and slower. In effect, your ability to distinguish time decreases as things get further into the past.
So we're not very reliable when it comes to estimating how long an experience lasted. Networks of time cells can even stretch or compress time. Howard thinks that's how we're able to recognize a word even when it's spoken very slowly.
If I say the word seven, you can recognize that as seven perfectly well because the relative shape of the syllables is the same, and this network generalizes to things that are faster or slower than it was trained on.
Of course, time cells don't work alone. Dr. Yuri Buzhaki of New York University says they're just one part of the brain system for organizing what scientists call episodic memories.
Which is our personal egocentric memories, what happened to me, where and when.
As opposed to semantic memories, like the name of your friend's pet ferret. Time cells keep track of the when in an episodic memory. Meanwhile, cells called place cells keep track of where you were when it occurred. Both types of cells were first discovered in the hippocampus, an area of the brain involved in both memory and navigation. But Buzhaki says time cells don't live up to their label. He says they can act like place cells if the brain is paying attention to where instead of when.
We had a paper in Science where we showed that 100% of neurons can be place cells if you want, and 100% of them can be time cells depending on how you set up the experiment.
So it makes sense that people often use time and distance interchangeably. Ask someone how far it is to the next town, and they may say 10 miles or a 10-minute drive. Buzhaki says there's a more cosmic problem with the very notion of time cells.
The brain doesn't generate time. Also, the brain cannot sense time because it's immaterial.
It doesn't really matter to the brain. What does matter is the sequence of events. You need to remember that you heard a snake's rattle before you felt its fangs. The elapsed time of the whole experience is less important. And precise clock time is something we impose on our brains with technology. Hundreds of years ago, that could have been a bell controlled by a mechanical clock. Now, Buzhaki says, our brains are inundated with time signals.
Humans have alarm clocks, they have iPhones, they've got all sorts of gadgets that makes it possible to coordinate events of life.
With a precision that our brains and our time cells could never match on their own. John Hamilton, NPR News.